Today we're talking about a watch that would cost you $10,000 USD.
OMG, let's talk about that vid. Hey everybody, you're listening to VidTalk here in the 8 o'clock hour on ICRT. This is brought to you by VoiceTube. If you want to find more information about us, log on to our website. It's voicetube.com. All right, we're here every Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. Remember to turn on your radio. My name is JR, your host, and I have my co-host right here.
Hey everybody, my name is Ray.
Can I call you Dr. X-Ray?
Dr. Ray? I only graduated from master's degree.
But Ray is a very smart guy. He's really smart. He aced his TOEIC test. He got a 990. He's a wacko.
No. I think we should focus on our program here. VidTalk. Welcome to VidTalk. What is VidTalk exactly?
You know, VidTalk is literally video talk. Video talk. We're talking about videos. And these are not just any video. These are videos that are viral or hot on the internet or on YouTube. We bring it to you in this show every Monday night. So we're talking about this video. And we're also...
What we're going to do is teaching you the English phrases and words used in these videos so that you can learn to use everyday and useful phrases.
So you can expect it to be very colloquial with slangs, idioms, all kinds of come in handy English.
But we don't want to be just like two lonely guys sitting in the studio talking away at each other. We want this program to be interactive. So we are issuing weekly challenges to you. And if you participate in our challenges, you will get your chance to have your response on air live here on ICRT.
And that's actually what we're going to do today because we have our challenge from last week.
Yeah, from last week. That's
right. We have a winner. We have a winner on our website already. So we're going to play that in just a little bit. And you can also... log onto our website and decide which video that we're going to talk about next Monday, right?
That is correct. So go on to voicetube.com/radio for more information.
That's right. voicetube.com/radio. Go on there and you can vote for the next video that we're going to talk about next Monday, okay?
Okay, so coming back to our program today, what video are we exactly looking at today?
Today, this is a video. It's not from Apple. Mm-hmm. I should ask you first, do you have an Apple product? Because it's really hot recently.
Yes, just to name a few, I have a MacBook, I have iPhone, I have iPad.
iPhone 6?
iPhone 6, yeah. iPhone
You're
6.
Rich. You're rich. I hate
well,
you.
Well, actually, my dad's rich. My dad bought it for me.
I love your dad.
But hate me? How does that work?
As for myself, you know, I don't have any Apple products yet. I would love to try it out, but it's, you know, it's kind of costly.
Yeah, that's like it's trademark. It's costly.
Expensive. I don't know why. Is this their pricing strategy or something like that? I don't know. I still use the Microsoft systems because, first of all, it's not that costly. It's not that expensive. And then there's the compatibility issues.
Yeah, it's more compatible. Everybody's more used to Windows.
Yeah. But anyways, we were talking about this video. And do you know, recently, there's a new product from my Apple. It's getting a lot of attention, turning a lot of heads.
Right. Does it come on your wrist?
That's right. You know it already. You've seen the video. Of course you know.
Yeah, of course I know it.
It's the Apple Watch.
Right, it's the Apple Watch.
And do you know how much it costs? It cost you $10,000.
$10,000. Taiwanese dollars?
You wish. 10,000 US dollars.
10,000 bucks. Oh my God.
Oh, that's even like that's like a Rolex or something, right?
Well, we have to clarify. Not every single Apple Watch costs that much. It's the singular edition. It's called the Gold Apple Watch.
The Gold Apple Watch.
Yeah, that much. It's monumental.
But the regular version, how much does it cost, you know?
I think it's about like around 100 bucks.
100 is still costly.
Well, to us, yeah.
Unacceptable.
So today in our video, it's a parody video of an Apple advertisement. It's shaped to look like an Apple advertisement, but in reality, it's not really. That means they are mimicking the ways the Apple presidents, they speak,
Tim Cook, yeah.
Yeah, the way they present their products.
And they got me for a second, actually. I thought it was a real ad. And it was several seconds into the clip. And then I realized, man,
this must not be an ad because, they're not really trying to sell the product. Okay, so this video, they take it from the aspect of how ridiculously high the price is for the Gold Apple Watch.
And it's from this group called College Humor, which made this video.
looking at this video, we can see that, yeah, people are kind of speculating why Apple set such a high record for the pricing. So the starting point of this video, the whole idea is that this video makes fun of the ridiculous price of the gold Apple Watch. Right. But I have just one question. Mm-hmm. Why is the Apple Watch called the Apple Watch? Why not iWatch? You know, they have I in front of every single product. They have like iPhone, they have iPad, they have iMac. I'm sure if they produce an oven, it'll be called an iOven.
iOven.
why not iWatch? Why just Apple Watch?
Because iWatch sounds creepy, you know? I watch, I'm watching you like something. I watch everything.
I'm stalking you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. But you know, it's the Apple Watch.
But besides their naming, also, what is their logic behind their pricing? Why the price disparity from $100 to $10,000? That is a huge gap.
No logic at all, I'm guessing. Just kidding. I believe there's something behind this. There must be some very sophisticated calculating which is involved in this. But I still don't get the gold one. The gold version is like way out of people's league.
Yeah, because every single edition, they're functionally identical.
Right.
Right, so if you buy the gold one, I have like a $100 watch that functions exactly the same as yours. Why would you spend 100 times more than me?
Well, according to the video, because it shows people how rich you are. It tells you your net worth immediately by the look of it. I'm rich. But I have a friend that happens to do business with Apple.
Yeah, okay.
He told me that the Apple Watch, its battery only lasts for 10 hours.
10
hours? Every time you recharge it.
Well, that's reasonable. You don't need more than 10 hours a day, do you?
Don't you? Some people sleep more than 10 hours.
Oh.
Like for
right,
me.
Right.
I don't sleep for 10 hours. I'm sorry. But I use my cell phone or my watch as an alarm clock.
Right.
So if in the middle of the night it runs out of battery,
right,
you can imagine I'm going to be late for work
and everything.
Right. It's going to be a catastrophe. So the Apple Watch is definitely not in my consideration.
All right, because of the battery life?
Yeah, it's only like 10 hours. You got to be a joke. It's got to be a joke, right?
But if you did have that much money, right? I know, maybe you don't. You did have $10,000.
How can you tell?
I'm just assuming, right? If you did have $10,000, would you really spend that money on a gold version of a watch?
No, I would. Of course I would not. I would buy Doritos. Something like that.
You can buy like a mountain of Doritos
with
$10,000.
Yeah, I would buy a mountain of Doritos than buy an Apple Watch. Well, I'm sorry for Apple fans out there. I believe there's going to be a lot of loyal Apple fans still
that are going to hate our show.
Yeah, hate our show. Just kidding, but craving for this product.
Yeah.
But we're just speaking out for the poor.
So that gold Apple Watch is more like an idea, right? You're buying that idea
right.
of Apple.
Right, it's
that
like
product.
Symbolical.
Right, it's premium.
Yeah.
You pay extra for that premium symbol. And here's a question. Here's a good question just popped up to me. What would you do if you see someone on the streets with the gold Apple Watch?
He's a guofen. Definitely a guofen.
No, I would want to be his friend immediately. It's like, hey, Do you happen to lack a son? I can be your son.
I hope your dad is listening.
Sorry, Dad.
Anyways, while we're being silly about the video and ourselves, well, do remember that we are prompting you right now to go to our website and check out the video yourself. It is hilarious, I'm telling you.
It's probably going to be the most funny thing you're going to see in a while.
Yeah, so go to voicetube.com right now, voicetube.com/radio, and choose the video. It's called Why the Gold Apple Watch Costs 10,000 US Dollars.
The title is hilarious.
Why the Gold Apple Watch Costs 10,000 US Dollars. Voicetube.com/radio. Go do it right now while we hit a short break right here, but we are going to be back in just a couple seconds. We'll be right back. And hey, we're back here on the show. This is VidTalk in the 8 o'clock hour, 8 to 8:30 p.m. every Monday night. I'm JR, and sitting next to me is...
I am Ray.
That's right. And this is the part where we start to teach you some English, which is in the video, right? Some idioms, phrases, and it's a lot of fun.
所以我们这边要跟大家看一下这个影片里面用到的英文片语跟单字。 那这个影片因为它是parody影片嘛 所以里面其实有很多搞笑的内容 所以我们选的这个句子呢都是还蛮有趣的句子 那我们先来听一下第一个句子吧
Alright, let's hear this one out.
The gold Apple Watch is a truly revolutionary product.
金版苹果手表真的是一个革命性的产品。
The gold Apple Watch is a truly revolutionary product.
好，所以 Gold Apple Watch 这边就是金版的苹果手表。 It's a truly revolutionary product, 就是一个革命性的产品。 我发现苹果他们很喜欢用这些单词, revolutionary,
like big words,
big words, fancy words, right?
Sound mysterious.
Right, right. Okay, so like, okay, JR, can you make a sentence with revolutionary?
Easy. The iPhone was considered revolutionary when it first came out.
Okay, that makes sense. That's a good sentence. Okay, 那他们喜欢用这种大字，对不对？ 我们接下来的下一个字，它也是那种 Apple 喜欢用的字。
All right, let's get on to the next sentence right here. Hear this out.
But its most groundbreaking feature is that it allows you to communicate with unrivaled accuracy that you have $10,000.
它最颠覆性的功能是它能让你以着无与伦比的精准度告诉人你有一万块美金。
But its most groundbreaking feature is that it allows you to communicate with unrivaled accuracy that you have $10,000.
好，所以这边颠覆性的功能是什么呢？ 就是 the most groundbreaking feature. 那是 it allows you to communicate. 它让你能够告诉人 with unrivaled accuracy. 这边就是以着无与伦比的精准度 告诉人什么呢？ That you have $10,000. 你有一万块美金。
Or not.
所以这边的 groundbreaking 突破性的颠覆性的 它是 groundbreaking 打破一个地板 突破的一个感觉 所以这个也是这种 big fancy words Apple likes to use these kind of words
groundbreaking
Yeah, can
right.
you make a sentence with that?
Easy The iPad was considered groundbreaking when it first came out
Wait, I think I've just heard that before You're making the exact same sentence 所以对 所以这边的 groundbreaking 就是颠覆性的 突破性的这些产品 这也是 Apple 喜欢用的
Actually when you refer to breaking There's a lot of other sentences words that you can use like ice breaking icebreaker right things like that
or like something like breakthrough
yeah
突破一个界限
right
okay so that is that let's look at our next sentence
so our next sentence is hear this out
what sets the gold Apple watch apart from your average Rolex
金版苹果手表跟一般的劳力士有什么不同
What sets the gold Apple Watch apart from your average Rolex?
所以金版苹果手表就是这边的 gold Apple Watch, 那劳力士是Rolex. 那有什么不同? What sets something apart from something? 所以这边 what sets something apart from something 就是什么跟什么比较有什么不同的意思。
Alright, so like for instance, what sets JR apart from Ray?
What sets what? I don't know.
Easy, IQ. Which means Ray is much smarter than I am. I'm being honest.
No, he's joking. Okay, so 这边就是 A 比较于 B 这两个之间有什么不同?
Right.
所以 what sets something apart from something?
What sets JR apart from Ray? 我们两个有什么不同?
Our height.
Yeah.
Okay, 这边有一个同义字哦, 我们这个 set something apart from something, 我们也可以讲 distinguish. Mm-hmm. 所以我们可以说 what distinguishes JR from Ray is something.
That's right.
Distinguish. Okay, so let's move on to our next sentence.
Our next sentence is, listen to this.
The gold Apple Watch saves so much time. If I want to check my net worth, for instance, I just look at my wrist. Oh yeah, I'm rich.
Why is he using that accent? Like, yeah, I'm rich.
金版苹果手表节省超多时间。如果我想查看看我的身价，我只要看看我的手腕就行了。
The gold Apple Watch saves so much time. If I want to check my net worth, for instance, I just look at my wrist. Oh yeah, I'm rich.
金版苹果手表，所以 The gold Apple Watch again saves so much time， 节省超多的时间。If I want to check my net worth， 如果我想要查查看我的身价。I just look at my wrist. 我只要看看我的手腕就可以了。
Mm-hmm.
OK， 所以这边我们要看的是 net worth。
Net worth
这边是身价的意思。So what is net worth? Net worth 的定义是什么？
Well, net worth actually is from accounting. And、mm-hmm. unfortunately, when I was in college, I nearly failed in accounting.
Are you sure you're qualified to teach this? Well, the English, I'm sure you're qualified. Yeah.
大学时候会计差点被当掉。So net worth means 净值。Like 干净的净，值多少钱的值，净值。Its definition is your asset minus your liability.
So asset 就是资产，然后 liability 是你的债务，
负债，
负债。嗯 ，right。所以这两个相扣之后呢，就是你的身价。
净值。
所以 ，for example，、right. 这个人呢，他在影片的这个人，他说他想要查查看他的身价，他只要。看看他的手腕就可以了，因为 he's wearing gold Apple watch.
So I know my net worth too, because I'm wearing a 100 NT watch right now. I'm poor.
Okay, let's go to our next sentence, though.
The gold Apple watch. The best $10,000 you'll ever spend. Until 2 years from now, when you need to buy another.
金版苹果手表是你这辈子花过最值得的一万块。直到两年后你要再买一只新的为止。
The gold Apple Watch, the best $10,000 you'll ever spend. Until 2 years from now, you'll need to buy another one. That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
这边这个一样 ,gold Apple Watch, 金版苹果手表。The best $10,000 you will ever spend 是你这辈子花过最值得的一万块。直到什么时候 ?Until 2 years from now.直到两年后 ，you'll need to buy another one.
It's product cycle, right?
对对对，就是因为苹果其实它很常不断的出第二代、
right,
第三代、
right,
第四代
right, right. So when you get an iPhone 4, you're gonna get the 5, and then you're gonna get the 6.
Yeah, yeah. So you have gold Apple Watch 1. 2 years from now, gold Apple Watch 2. I'm sure. Okay, so 我们在这边看的是 you'll ever spend, someone will ever do something 的这个句型、mm-hmm. 所以这个是这辈子最怎么样子的一个动作所以这边是、mm-hmm. the best $10,000 you'll ever spend、
mm-hmm.
So can you like make a sentence with that, JR?
Oh, that's easy. Like, for instance, if we're eating pizza and this pizza is really awesome, really good, really delicious, you'd probably say, this is the best pizza you'll ever eat.
这是你这辈子会吃过最好吃的披萨。
Yeah, this is the best pizza you'll ever
eat. That's a big promise. I expect like a really, really good pizza if I hear that.
Yeah, I was traveling in Italy before, a couple years ago, and I honestly ate the best pizza ever. I've never eaten...Another piece of pizza that is better than that one.
What sets it apart? What's the difference?
I don't know. It's just the local cuisine, you know, because pizza does come from Italy, right?
Yeah, 对对 pizza 是意大利来的。
They have that, I don't know, it's a magic touch.
You can't explain.
Yeah, you can't explain it.
Oh, I have another sentence. You can say, VidTalk is the best radio program you'll ever tune into.
That's for sure, too. 10 years later, you're going to say the same thing. If we're here 10 years later.
OK, 所以呢我们今天看了五个句型。我们这五句也是有挑战哦。我们这个每周的挑战可以到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio, 录制你的回复用这五个句型呢来去造句。那造句的话呢，就有机会在下一集会帮你的录音选出，并且在 ICRT 上面播出。
Right, so go to our website right now, voicetube.com/radio, 斜线 radio.、
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, you can record your challenge, which is use one of the phrases or sentences that you learned today, record it and upload it on our website.
Voicetube.com/radio.
That's right, and we might play it next Monday on the show.
And right now, we have the recordings from our previous week, right?
That's right. So who's the winner from last week? I'm so curious right now.
对，所以我们上礼拜也是有一样的这样子一个挑战。那我们有选出来了三个赢家。
Winners?
赢家。
Yeah, I think that's how you say it, 赢家。
中文这样讲起来好怪。
得胜者。
我们选出来三个得胜者。那我们接下来呢，就是要播出来他们的录音。那我们也顺便复习一下 我们上个礼拜所学的英文。
All right, here it goes.
今天的第一个听众回应是来自 Ice.
So his choice is bias.
Jack doesn't like the new movie, Avengers 2, after Spider-Man joined them. He just has a bias towards Spider-Man.
So Jack doesn't like the new movie, Avengers 2. 杰克不喜欢新的电影《复仇者联盟2》After Spider-Man joined them. 在 Spider-Man, 就是蜘蛛人加入了他们之后 He just has a bias toward Spider-Man. 他对蜘蛛人有偏见。
Wow, that is very perfect usage of that phrase right there. Good for you. Kudos.
Yeah, it's a very good sentence. Good job, Ice. 好，那我们来听一下我们的第二个录音，是来自于Wendy.
I have a bias toward people shorter than me.
啊，句子有点好笑。I have a bias toward people shorter than me. I have a bias toward. 我们刚刚也看过一样的句型嘛，所以是我对什么样子的人事物有偏见。那 Wendy 呢，是对于 people shorter than me， 就是比我矮的人呢有偏见。温迪应该是蛮高的吧，才会敢讲这种话。好，那接下来我们最后来看一下第三个使用者。这个录音是由 Ashley 传上来的。
So her choice is write him off.
I had a bad day this night and I wanna write it off.
Well, there's a little tiny of bit of a mistake right there. Ray, would you like to correct it?
Yep. So I had a bad date this night and I wanna write it off. 所以这个是Write something off, write someone off 的用法，就是 not considered to drop. 所以呢，这边的意思是我今晚呢有一个不太顺利的、不太好的约会，所以我想要忘记它。我不想要考虑它。那这边的话，这个 bad 的发音是不是 bed 的话是床嘛 ？B E D 是 a 的音，但是我们是 bad date， bad 是 a 的音。所以 I had a bad date tonight.And I want to write it off. But good job anyway.
So just like that, if you want to take on our challenge, go to our website right now and record your usage of today's phrases or sentences or the vocabulary which you've learned today, okay? It's voicetube.com/radio.
没有错，像我们刚刚听到了有三个听众的回应在 ICRT 上面播出。所以你呢，现在到 voicetube.com/radio 留下对于这一集 VidTalk 的回应。
That's right.And you can also log on our website. Since you're on our website, vote for the next video that we are going to talk about next Monday.
所以我们在网站的最下面也可以让你投票，投票决定我们下一集的 VidTalk 影片的主题会是哪一个影片。
That's right. And you can also look us up. Ray, you have your Facebook. It's
Ray Do English.
Ray Do English. And you can look me up on my Facebook. It's JR Lee Radio. Thank you very much for tuning into the show today. We had a good time.
Thank you so much.
We had a good time.
Yeah, we had a good time. Making fun of Apple. Please don't hate us.
Please don't hate us. See you next Monday. Peace.
Remember to tune in at the same time next Monday, 8 to 8:30 for more VidTalk.